So before we steer away completely from geoengineering, some of you may have heard or asked yourself the question, won't technology save us? Well, there certainly are a lot of innovations being made every day in technological solutions to climate change. And there's no question that engineering, in the form of more efficient systems for renewable energy supply, advances in carbon utilization, you know, will all play a role in addressing climate change. But geoengineering refers to the large-scale manipulation of our atmosphere. And generally, there's two main classes right now of how we think that that could be done. One is through direct CO2 removal, artificial sequestration, followed by disposal in the ground, at sea, or in space. And the other is reducing heating of the Earth by blocking solar radiation. And this method involves putting particles in the air called cloud condensation nuclei, or CCNs, which really represents a vast global experiment with unknown and potentially very dangerous long-term consequences. So a study in 2012 concluded that geoengineering, while needed to some degree in order to support emissions reduction more generally, was not in and of itself a magic bullet for solving the climate crisis, and also was costly, questionably effective, and could have social and environmental impacts that as yet are unknown.